Fred Film Radio event.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today we're talking about ARSAD, the Advanced Research Seminar on Audio Description, taking place in Barcelona from March 16th to the 17th. We're going to have the opportunity to chat with the speakers of the conference, because Fred is a media partner of the conference, and today I have with me Alejandro Moledo, ARSAD 2017 keynote speaker. Welcome, Alejandro. Thank you so much for sharing your experience around SAD and talking to us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
So, first of all, since you're still in the preparation of it all, tell us something about yourself. You're new Technologies and Innovation Officer of the EDF, European Disability Forum, and plus you're a member of a Spanish Blind organization. Is that correct?
Excellent. Yeah, exactly. I'm visually impaired. Therefore, I'm a member of the Spanish blind organization, ONCE. And so let me start by introducing a little bit the European Disability Forum.
Yes.
EDF. EDF is the EDF is the umbrella organization that represents 80 million people with disabilities before the EU institutions. So we are basically an advocacy organization. We lobby the EU institutions to make sure that people with disabilities enjoy human and fundamental rights on equal basis to others. Exactly. So basically to implement the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities that was ratified in 2011 by the EU, and is already ratified by 27 of its 28 member states. So we are an NGO, non-governmental organization, run by persons with disabilities, for persons with disabilities, and we have different, at the secretariat here in Brussels, we are different policy officers, I'm one of them. And in my case, I'm taking care, or I'm responsible for the policies regarding new technologies and research. Also, EDF participation in standardization developments that are affecting or could affect persons with disabilities. So basically, our job is to go to the European Parliament, to the European Commission, to meet with member states in the Council, and try to change the legislation or the EU actions that could affect persons with disabilities.
I'm jumping a little bit on, but I found out, as you might confirm, that not all the countries of the European Union and not only are applying the same rules on accessibility as they should.
Yeah.
So there are countries that have 100% of all content accessible, and there are countries like Italy that are very behind in this sense.
Well, it really depends. Actually, this was, as you said, this is actually one of the goals of the recently proposed, well, was proposed in 2015, end of 2015, the European Accessibility Act, which is a proposal for a directive to harmonize the different legislations or the different regulations at national level regarding accessibility, because as you said, some countries they have legislation and they comply with it. Some other countries they have legislation, they comply with it, but the legislation doesn't cover exactly the same issues as the previous one. There are countries which have legislation, but then they don't comply with their own legislation, and there are countries which they don't have any legislation. So that's why we believe that the European Disability Movement is pushing hard to have ambitious legislation at the European level, that then when it's adopted at EU level, then it will go to national level, it will be transposed at national level, so it will become a national law. That's why it's important to push hard from the very beginning and try to get a level of accessibility that really makes a change in people's lives, no? And accessibility is an area of action that is really diverse. You have many aspects, because accessibility is a precondition to enjoy any other human rights. I mean, if you don't have access, you cannot enjoy the rest of human of your human rights. That's why it's one of the general principles of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Accessibility is a precondition. That's why we need to try to mainstream a design for all approach, a universal design approach, to come up with an with accessible public transport services, new technologies, access to the workplace, to education, to leisure, to culture, to all aspects of life, basically.
So is that the topic of your presentation, which title is User's Perspective on a Converged Media Environment?
Well, it's part of it, because I'm focusing my presentation on media, on media accessibility, and in particular I will try to focus as much as possible on audio description, which is obviously an important aspect of access to culture and in particular to media, to media and audiovisual content, etc. So this is one of the items that is very high in the EU agenda at the moment, because as I included in my abstract for this presentation, recently we finally achieved to get adopted a directive for web accessibility, for the accessibility of public sector's bodies, websites and mobile apps, which was not included in the original proposal. And we also have the European Accessibility Act, which covers audiovisual media services and the related equipment, meaning TVs. And also we at the moment have on the table the revision of the Audiovisual Media Services Directive, which regulates many aspects of the audiovisual media service environment that are not directly affecting persons with disability, but it also covers all. We want it to cover the accessibility of audiovisual media services, and one of these aspects of this accessibility is the audio description.
In the presentation of your presentation, the end says, "Do you?" is moving, but everything is at stake. So my question is, what are the aspects that are the most difficult at the moment, in your opinion?
Well, it's a bit, politics, sometimes messy and tricky in many aspects. And the problem is that on one side, the Web Accessibility Directive, adopted by the EU institutions, this directive, in principle, it excludes the websites of public broadcasters, which from our point of view was not acceptable, but as it happens, I mean, we managed to achieve many things in this directive, but unfortunately it has also some flaws that in the end we need to live with it and to accept it. But also we have, the Visual Media Service Directive and the Accessibility Act. And what happens was that the Commission removed the article on accessibility in the Audiovisual Media Service Directive, and they included audiovisual media services in the Accessibility Act. But what happened afterwards? It happened that the European Parliament, they wanted to reintroduce the article on accessibility and strengthen the article on accessibility in the Audiovisual Media Service Directive, but to remove, and they want to remove, the Audiovisual Media Services from the Accessibility Act. So it seems like the EU institutions, they don't agree on where to put media accessibility at the moment. So we are struggling hard to get these two pieces of legislation to be complementary, one to each other. No?
I understand.
So that's why everything at the moment is at stake, because on one side, the Audiovisual Media Service Directive is progressing really quick in the European Parliament and in the Council, while the European Accessibility Act since it affects other sectors as well. It covers way more than just audiovisual services. It covers, in general, computers, telephones, smartphones, banking services, e-commerce, a little bit of transport. So it covers many areas, so therefore the legislative process, we presume that it will take longer than the Audiovisual Media Service Directive, which is at the moment being discussed in the European Parliament and in the Council.
What is important, especially for the kind of listeners that Fred has, that it's composed by filmmakers, distributors, producers, is to understand, I believe, that accessibility, media accessibility, especially in cinema, in TV, could actually improve the audience development.
As we say, accessibility is crucial for persons with disabilities, but is beneficial to all. And if you think about it, how many people can benefit from having subtitles? Many.
Yes, exactly.
Not only persons with disabilities, also migrants, for instance, people who want to learn the language, spoken subtitles, for instance, the subtitles that are read out loud, can be useful also for people with dyslexia, not only people with visual impairments. So, and think of the everyday situations, like for instance, you're in the gym or in a bar, in a noisy environment, then the subtitles can help you to follow the audiovisual content that they are displaying on the TVs there.
Exactly.
Or you are preparing dinner at home, but you want to keep watching your favorite series, and then you cannot look at the screen all the time, because then you need to turn the stick, whatever, and you cannot look at the screen all the time. So audio description can help you to be multitasking in that situation.
True.
It really helps everybody. It has an added value to everybody, and as you said, nowadays with the technological evolution, let's say, there are many tools that can help producers and other stakeholders to come up with accessible media products.
What made you approach Arsad? So what made you decide to participate? What's the added value of Arsad for you?
Well, I think it would be very interesting for me to get to know all the researchers presenting in the conference. I mean, it's always good to get fresh views on different things. For instance, the other day I met a person that will also present in Arsad this year, who told me something that I didn't think of before. He told me about a new experience of audio description of comic books, and I never thought of it. And he was like, "Oh, that's so cool! I've never thought of having audio description for comic books."
It caught my attention as well when I read it in the
exactly.
program.
He explained a little bit, and it was very interesting. And I'm really looking forward to hearing his presentation. So it's always good to get fresh ideas and exchange views with the researchers, which are in the front line of advancing and getting these tools or these techniques that can help producers to come up with accessible TVs, TV programs, etc., or films or theater plays, anything really. And also lately, as I mentioned, lately the audiovisual media services are very high in the political agenda at EU level. So that's why it's always good also for me to be fed by the people way more knowledgeable than me on technical issues and on different aspects that here at the, let's say, in the political arena. Sometimes we don't get into such details or such in-depth discussions or ideas.
So RSAD is an opportunity to share ideas, as one of it's your colleagues to, told me.
For me to connect their ideas with the advocacy work that persons with disabilities do here in Brussels.
I understand. Alejandro, thank you so much for sharing your experience, your presentation at RSAD in March 16th and 17th. And I really hope to meet you in person. So thank you again.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.